This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and that is a referral list for companies that we trust and people that we have checked out, and I promise you, we'll offer you a great customer service experience, as well as referralsforseniors.com. And again, that website is not designed to be a directory. Really, we're just trying to find the right partners in each category, once again, that you know you can trust. So I hope you'll check those out on haystackhelp.com. There's a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions through there. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, rarely do I have someone on that I just met, but hey, that is always fun. So Judy Carlson is with us from Coram Deo Financial. So Judy, I know you've been here at the station for a little bit, but our first time to meet. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to meet new folks and a great company. So we are glad you are with KLZ 560. So you and I can get a chance to know each other in front of the world here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, and then how you got into doing this.
All right. Well, thanks for inviting me, Scott. I sure appreciate you being here.
Glad to have you.
I'm a Midwesterner. Grew up, born and raised in Rochester, Minnesota. Okay. Went to the University of Minnesota. And when I was in 11th grade, I said to my dad, what am I going to be when I grow up? And he says, well, Jude, everybody's going to need either computer people or accounting people. And I said, okay, I'll be one of those accounting people then. And gratefully, my high school offered a full year accounting class my senior year in high school. So I just hit the ground running, and I've been on that path ever since. Wow. So I got my accounting degree from the University of Minnesota, took my CPA exam, passed, and started my career.
That's awesome. And then how long have you been in Denver now?
I have been in Denver about 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so our path took us a little bit around the Midwest and then out to Denver about 8 years ago. And I primarily came to Denver because I had combined my experience as a CPA and accounting and tax and corporate finance with my passion for education, which I was also in for about 18 years. So now I get to combine my two favorite passions and help people understand how their money's really working.
Sure. Well, we all need that help.
Yeah.
So that's good. So what would you say is kind of your heartbeat or your mission then for Coram Deo Financial?
So what we've discovered is that most people are fast and furiously climbing their wealth mountains. And most financial advisors and financial planners are helping people ascend their wealth mountains. And they're doing that in a variety of ways. And they're trying to reach for a number or a nest egg at the top of the mountain. What we're finding out, however, is that most people are unaware of how that wealth is going to distribute during their wealth distribution years. And a lot of the, 3 years of baby boomers now have turned 70, those born in 46, 47, and 48. And quite frankly, they're shocked at the kind of taxes that they're required to pay because no one told them, depending on how they were accumulating their wealth, what the tax implications of those decisions were going to be during their distribution years.
Sure. Because I think a lot of people look at financial planning, so to speak, as just, you know, investments or, you know, estate planning may be a part of that, which it is.
Sure.
And different things. But boy, that three-letter tax can, no matter how much planning you've done, if you haven't had someone behind the scenes helping you out with that area,
right,
it could really be hurtful to your retirement, huh?
I find it so interesting. The word diversification and asset allocation is out there pretty common in the financial planning world. So people think if they've got money in a 401k plan or a SEP plan or a stocks or a brokerage account or real estate, that they're diversified. However, it's all in the market. And they're not looking at it from the perspective of tax diversification on the distribution side.
Gotcha.
So if they're building wealth in always taxable accounts and they start to distribute it and taxes go up, they're actually paying more taxes during their retirement years than they would have paid had they paid the taxes while they were earning their income.
Right. Again, Judy Carlson, she is a CPA. Coram Deo Financial, their number, 720-445-1308, 720-445-1308. So who is your ideal client? I mean, if someone's listening today and, you know, CPA can cover a lot of things. Some people like different categories of people or businesses. So explain who you're looking for.
Sure. So most people in their 50s and 60s are asking themselves a couple questions. Is my money going to last as long as I do? Mm-hmm. Have I accumulated enough? And what's that going to look like for me and from a lifestyle standpoint?
Okay.
Those are some ideal clients for me because they probably don't know what their wealth distribution years are going to look mm-hmm. like. And we can take my education background, educate them on the ways they're accumulating currently, what that's going to look like, and there's still time for them to make a change.
Sure. And it's never too late. Now, would it be better if we would have all started saving money at 30 or 40 years
mm-hmm.
old? But I'm telling you, say at age 50 or 60, we have questions. And I think one of the first ones, how did we get here
right.
at 50 or 60?
Right, exactly.
It happens so quick.
It really does.
You know, and, you know, I don't know about you, but it seemed like when I was growing up, someone would retire in 7-8 years, they died.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, now people are retiring, and you got maybe 30, 40
right.
years to plan for.
Right. Yeah, if you start planning at 25 and you retire at 65, that's 40 years. If you live to 90, that's 25 years.
Right.
So it's getting longer and longer. So longevity is definitely playing a huge part in the whole planning process.
Okay, great. So now let's talk about what a consultation looks like, just mm-hmm. a little bit. So someone hears you today, they give you a call at 720-445-1308 and say, Judy, I need to come see you. What do they need to bring? What are you looking for?
We start with education.
Okay.
So they literally don't need to bring anything except what they know in their mind is what they've been doing. And I take them through an education process and I show them how money truly works. And most people are, quite frankly, unfamiliar with what's going to happen. I use an analogy a lot of times. Most Americans are saving into tax-deferred plans, for example, which would be 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, SEPs, solos, simples, 457. The IRS keeps coming up with new tax-deferred plans. And just as a quick aside, they were only signed into law about 40 years ago.
Okay.
And so most of the baby boomers, it's during their years that they've been parking their wealth into one of these types of plans. They're laying on the top of the comforter on the top of their bed, and they haven't, like, pulled the covers back to see what is the mattress actually made of. Is it organic, holistic? Is it wholesome, or is it toxic? And it's going to cause them lifetime problems from
sure.
here on out.
Sure, absolutely. So when you meet with people that first time, what are just some of the maybe those initial questions that you ask them to kind of figure out where they are? Because have most people been working with a financial planner that you come and see you?
Almost everyone has,
right.
yes.
And really don't know much about what's going on with their money, do they?
They don't know a lot. No, they've gone to a financial advisor who maybe says they can get a higher rate of return if they take their stack of money from where it is today and move it to their stack of money. They get to see some colorful pie charts and bar graphs that potentially show them what their returns could be if they kept their money with them for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. But who's at risk?
Sure.
When a financial advisor says to you, well, I can get you a higher rate of return. are you at risk or is the financial advisor at risk?
Yeah, right. They're getting their same percentage, whatever.
That's right.
No matter what happens.
Right. I do like to find out about my people when they come in, so I do have a series of questions. I want to know what they like about their current plan, what they don't like about their current plan. Has their financial advisor ever shown them what their wealth distribution plan is going to look like once they've gotten to the top of their wealth mountain? I like to find out if they've got other people in their lives who are advising them on what they should do. So I really want to find out some of the backgrounds. How serious are they about staying with their current financial advisor? If they were to learn something completely new, would they be able to change their mind about how wealth works, specifically their wealth?
Right. So it's a free consultation, I assume, the first time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're always usually pretty good about getting a second opinion. If we go to the doctor and they say, oh, you need a knee surgery, what's the first thing we do? We usually check with another one.
We sure do.
So a lot of people probably don't do that in this arena, though. They've been with someone a long time and just figure, hey, it is what it is, and I trust Bob or whatever. But it can't hurt to call you.
Absolutely.
Sit down. Because a lot of times it isn't something that probably needs completely an overhaul. It may just be a few little parts of their plan, right, that
sure.
you can help them with taxes.
Yeah, it's interesting because if a person does come to me with a list of their assets and where they're parked, I'll reshuffle them into three different buckets. Is this an accumulation plan that is always going to be taxable upon distribution? And those would be all of the tax-deferred plans, 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, SEPs, those things. Is it in the bucket of sometimes taxable? Those would be things like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, businesses. Or is it in bucket number three, never taxable? And you can well imagine where the largest percentage of most people's wealth resides.
Sure.
It's in the always taxable bucket.
Absolutely. Again, if you're just joining us, Judy Carlson is with us. She is with Coram Deo Financial. She is the CEO and founder, and you can reach her at 720-445-1308 for that free consultation. Now, just a few weeks left here in the year. Is there anything beneficial to someone maybe calling you right now to get in to see if there's anything that could maybe help them for this year?
Sure. So since we're more strategists and not product-driven,
okay.
If we had time before the end of the year to get in a strategy session or an educational session and help them see what the implications of the choices they're making today are going to look like in their distribution years, they may call a halt to certain decisions that they're still planning to make this year.
Okay.
And otherwise, we're going to help them look at lifetime strategies. We're not just tax preparers, we're tax planners. So.
Sure.
Quite a difference there.
Before our break, do you work with folks that maybe have gotten into some tax situations? Maybe they, you know, they filed every year, but they owe a lot. I mean, do you work with people like that to try to help them work out things with the IRS and things like that as well?
That would be more of a situation for a tax accountant or an enrolled agent.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Great. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more and learn a little bit more about Coram Deo Financial. This is Haystack Up Radio.
Asset manager all in one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com or referralsforseniors.com. And if you're a company out there and you'd like to be a part of either of those, let me know. You can email me on those websites, and we will get together and meet and see if it'd be a good fit for both of us. So we would be glad to help you. Once again, if you're just getting in the car, turning on the radio, Judy Carlson is with us, and she is the CEO and founder of Coram Deo Financial. Simply live tax-free. Hey, I like that tagline. Her number is 720-445-1308, 720-445-1308. And if you missed our first segment, it is a free consultation. And, hey, this may be a good time of the year to call just to see if there are some advantages that you could take advantage of here before the end of the year. So that number again, 720-445-1308. Okay, Judy, so let's kind of, we're looking at that wealth mountain here. As you analyze that with your client, kind of walk us through those steps of what you're looking at and what you're looking for as you look down the mountain, we'll call it.
Well, what we've found with a lot of our clients is they've never looked at the descent from their wealth mountain, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. However, if they've been accumulating their wealth into always taxable accounts, like tax-deferred accounts, 401ks, IRAs, which we've spoken about, when they look down, they have no idea what their retirement cash flow is going to be for several reasons. Number one, if they're sitting at the top of their mountain with $1 million, there's what's called a safe withdrawal rate. And that's a statistical analysis that says approximately what percentage of our nest egg can we take out per year with a certain percentage chance of never running out of money.
Mm-hmm.
So the most recent Morningstar report says that that safe withdrawal rate is 2.8%. So on $1 million, if we round it to 3%, that's $30,000.
That'll work.
Right. Yeah. Are most people going to be willing to live on $30,000 in their retirement years?
Yeah.
Now, we
yeah.
have another factor. What are taxes going to be? Because
mm-hmm.
if that $30,000 is fully taxable
sure.
and tax rates are 30%, let's just say, in the next 10, 15, 20, 25 years, mm-hmm. then a fourth of it goes to taxes. And now you're down even less. So in our world, we look at where have you parked your wealth in order to generate the largest amount of retirement cash flow, not so much how much do you have when you get to the top of the mountain.
Sure, sure.
The other problem is what if the market crashes? We call that in the financial world the sequence of returns. So if the market tends to drop early on in your retirement, it takes that balance down really quickly, mm-hmm. and you have way less left to live on the rest of your retirement years. Now, for me, I want my retirement years to be peaceful and anxiety-free and worry-free. And the only way to do that is not to have to worry about market crashes or tax declines or changes in the law that the IRS can do in the middle of the night with the
sure.
swipe of a pen. Like, for instance, Social Security was always set up to be a tax-free distribution in your retirement years. Well, now, depending on how much income you report on your 1040, once you've started taking your governmental benefit, a portion of that is going to be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare premiums are another thing that are means tested based on the income you report on your 1040.
Right.
So today, Medicare premiums can run anywhere between around $135 a month per person to about $450 per month per person, and it's all dependent on how much income you're reporting on your 1040.
Mm-hmm. And you just look at the side of just medical costs today. I mean, you want to talk about something, I don't care how well you plan, that can wipe someone out mm-hmm. in a hurry if
right.
you haven't really planned for it. Mm-hmm. And even if you have, sometimes there may not be something you could do. But you help that too, as far as helping them kind of plan for that long-term care, different things like that?
Right. Yes, that's all part of our planning strategy, definitely.
Okay, good. And I would assume, too, you work with other people. So if someone needs an estate plan or
mm-hmm.
something, you've kind of got a network of folks that
I do.
Where, you know, I don't have to run around to 50 different
right.
places or try to figure out who's going to help me with that.
Exactly.
You've got a good network,
I do have
too.
A very good network.
Good, good. Once again, that number is 720-445-1308, 720-445-1308. You can check out the website at Coram Deo Financial. I'll get that out in a minute. CoramDeoFinancial.com, and that's CoramDeo Financial.com. So when you sit with people that first time, I mean, what are they most, I mean, they look at you maybe like, as we would say in Texas, like a calf looking at a new gate, when they're just so shocked of like, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they've already thrown away thousands of dollars because they weren't in the right bucket, as you talked about, or
right.
didn't have money in the right deal. So, I mean, what are they most surprised to learn about some of this tax issue?
One of the biggest things we educate on is the compound growth curve. And most people have heard of it. Einstein called it the eighth wonder of the world.
Right.
And it starts out, it's an exponential growth curve. It starts out flat. And at about 20, 25 years, it starts to grow exponentially. And if a person knew how to keep their wealth on the uninterrupted compound growth curve for their entire life, they would be very wealthy.
Hmm.
So we teach people how typically people spend money. So, for example, say you're at the zero line and you have no debt, you have no assets, and you need to buy a car, well, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can go to the bank or a financial institution and get a loan and then pay the loan back. So you go down below zero, you pay the loan back over the next 5 years, and then you need to buy something else again. So you go through life, we call them a debtor.
Sure.
Or you're someone who can postpone gratification, and you start saving in a bank account, and in 5 years you've got enough to buy a car and you pay cash for it. Well, the principle is you finance everything you buy. If you're a debtor, you pay interest. If you're a saver, you've started earning interest on that money that you're saving, but when you drain the account, what happens to your ability to earn on that money that you just spent?
Right.
Zero. You cannot earn money on that money for the rest of your life. So we get into talking a lot about how people spend money, and there are other ways, we call them wealth creators, who learn how to keep their money on the uninterrupted compound growth curve for life. I think that's probably one of the biggest, like, aha moments for our clients, because they immediately think back to how what they've done with their money.
Sure.
Have they saved into an account only to drain it, or have they kept it on the uninterrupted compound growth curve?
Now, when you sit with that husband and wife, who usually spends more? The husband or the wife?
Oh, spends more?
Yeah. I like how you said postpone gratification. That's not me. I see some. I want that. My wife. We need to save for that. So are women generally better at saving money?
So I'll tell you another little thing about my education sessions. We divide wealth into three different buckets: accumulated wealth, lifestyle wealth, and transferred wealth.
Okay. And there wasn't a Cabela's bucket there. Man, bummer. Okay.
Accumulated wealth is what most people are doing with their financial advisors, trying to chase a rate of return. Sure. Lifestyle wealth is how you and your wife decide you're going to spend your money, and we don't dive into that bucket for you. Okay. Those are your decisions, and we're not going to say if you would just take one less vacation or not go to Starbucks or not go to the Cabela's sale, you know, after Thanksgiving, you'd have a lot more wealth to accumulate.
Yes, I would.
But the third kind of money, which most people haven't heard about, is transferred wealth. And that's how we start our conversations, and that's money that you're sending unknowingly and unnecessarily to two institutions, the government and financial institutions, that don't want you to know that you're doing that.
Right.
And
right.
That's what we dig into, is why don't they want you to know that you're unknowingly and unnecessarily transferring that wealth out? And if we can plug those leaks and stop the bleed, it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
Nobody's at risk, except, of course, the government and the financial institutions, which I guess that's okay.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, the only way to make a change is you got to do one thing, and that's make the call. 720-445-1308. And hey, look, it's a free consultation. Won't cost you anything but your time. And Judy will sit down with you, maybe look, and maybe you don't even have a plan. Maybe that's one of your New Year's deals coming up. Hey, I need to get a plan. She can help you with that. But if you want to get that second opinion, again, it'll be an absolutely free consultation. Just call and let her know you heard her here on KLZ 560. And her number is 720-445-1308, Coram Deo Financial. So, Judy, our time is up for this time, but thank you so very much. And
thank
a pleasure
you.
To meet you.
Enjoyed our time together.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. Appreciate you being with us. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us now, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. And, boy, getting that time of year where everyone's going to be concentrating more on their health in a few weeks than they probably are right now as far as the eating and diets and all. But you know what? Hey, we've certainly enjoyed our segments here with Dr. Riggs and 5280 Functional Medicine. We have covered a lot of ground this year and looking forward to covering some more in 2020. So, Dr. Riggs, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Have a good Thanksgiving and all?
I did, yeah. Great opportunity to sit and have some meals with some friends and family.
Well, good deal. And I tell you, it seems like we lost a week or so because Thanksgiving was kind of late. Now Christmas, man, it's just going to be right upon us again here.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. We always do a little recap of our last show, so let's do that today for those that might have missed it. Last show.
Absolutely. So I mentioned last show, and if you missed it, it's on our website, 5280functionalmed.com. But I mentioned last show about chronic fatigue. We talked about some of the common underlying causes for chronic fatigue that we see in clinical practice. And we talked about sleep dysfunction and circadian dysregulation. We talked about organ-specific causes of chronic fatigue from your thyroid and your adrenals. Talked about micronutrient deficiencies, specifically B12 and folate and iron, and those micronutrients that when deficient can sometimes induce anemias, which can cause us to be fatigued. We also talked about food sensitivities and how these common food sensitivities can basically overwhelm and burden our immune system, which causes us to feel real run down. So chronic low-grade infections, a lot of which can occur in the gut without us really knowing. And some people even have these gut infections without having really crazy gut symptoms. So it's always a good idea to investigate those. And I think that was it. It was sleep. It was organ mm-hmm. systems. It was micronutrients, chronic infections, and food sensitivity. So if anybody that's speaking to anybody listening, feel free to go back to the previous radio show I think it's number 17. And check that out, because it's a lot of great information. And of course, it's not an exhaustive list of what can cause chronic fatigue, but it is what we do tend to see over and over and over again in a functional medicine practice again. And that is a practice philosophy that seeks to investigate and treat the underlying causes of a patient's symptoms, not just throw another drug at those symptoms. And so that was really what I wanted to cover last time and what I wanted to recap today. So check out radio show number 17, I believe it is, on chronic fatigue on our website, 5280functionalmed.com.
So, you know, this whole sleep thing is a pretty interesting topic, especially, you know, time changed recently, gets dark so early. I mean, man, that it messes up a lot of people just in that simple aspect of changing 1 hour.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's something that we have to counsel our patients on is, you know, just being a little bit more mindful, maybe doing some things. We've talked in the past on a previous show about ways to boost your immune system naturally, give it the support that it needs, because things come up and some things can be predicted and some things can't be predicted. There's, you know, deaths in the family. There's, you know, there's all sorts of things that spring on us throughout our day-to-day life. And it's a good idea to just take a little bit better care of ourselves a little bit at a time, day to day, so that we're better prepared for those things and we're not just burning the candle at both ends all the time. Because, yeah, some people are really sensitive to the time change, and that can trigger some patients to, you know, suffer from a little insomnia or, you know, just feel a little run down, maybe get a little cold or flu around that time during the time change. So, it's always a good idea to just stay ahead of those things. And that's another big hallmark of a functional medicine type of philosophy and a functional medicine type of practice, and is that we're trying to stay ahead of things. We're not just trying to be reactive. We're trying to be proactive. So, you know, you mentioned a little bit ago about, you know, the holiday season is upon us, and it was nice to gather and share a meal with friends and family. And it's funny because, you know, you get to talking and, you know, there's the whole politics and religion stuff should maybe be off limits, but it's, you know, people get to talking around the holidays, and it's a good idea. It's a good time to, you know, share ideas. And I recall, over dinner time recently, I was with family and one of my relatives asked, so how's the clinic going? How's the practice going? And I said, it was going well. And it seems like every month, you know, more and more people are, you know, the word's getting out and more people are investing in their health and being, finding the value and being more proactive about their health and not just being reactive. You know, because you in the U.S., you go to your doctor and you go when you're sick, right? Duh, right? Yeah. And it's like, no, we probably should have some people on our healthcare team. And I say that. I go out of my way to say that because I feel like we should all have a team of people, not just rely on the MD or the DO or even the nurse practitioner or the PA for all your health advice, but gather a team of competent people who can help manage you. Not there's not one healing art that is all encompassing.
Sure.
And there's not one one person who is credentialed in one thing that is good for everything, right? I consider myself to be, and my wife, we consider ourselves to be, you know, chronic care physicians. And when you go to the MD, you go to the MD for acute care situations. They don't do so well with chronic conditions, if you haven't noticed already. But they're really, really good at acute illness, acute infections and traumas. Conventional medicine is the fire department. Right, they come in when the house is on fire. They put out the fire. They save your life. But when you're dealing with a host of chronic issues that are slow, slow moving bullets, we call them.
Right.
The typical conventional practitioner doesn't tend to be very well equipped to handle chronic issues, unless they have training in functional medicine, which there are more and more of them out there. And I'm proud to be among the people who are practitioners and who've trained in through the Institute for Functional Medicine, because they train all healthcare providers mm-hmm. in the ways of functional medicine and that type of philosophy, the upstream, you know, catching symptoms more upstream, doing things about them that more revolves around lifestyle and diet, because that's really going to give you the biggest bang for your buck downstream for those downstream symptoms. Currently, we're just trying to apply a Band-Aid to every single symptom out there, a pill for every ill, and it's not really working out too well for us. So, I always like to kind of include a few, you know, statistics out there that we've talked in the past. Heart disease, leading killer. Cancer is number two. And doctor-induced death due to medical error is the third leading cause of death in the United States. So, I mean, what's my point there? It means that we probably all ought to do a few more things every day by day, to be a little bit more proactive about our health, so we're not just strictly relying on our health insurance to cover everything, or our MD to know everything, or, you know, just, you know, we're not just relying on our standard conventional Western medical model. We are being more proactive about our health, and that pays off huge later on. So, you know, it's, and I get that number, that third leading cause of death. There have been several studies, but the one that I could find that was one of the earlier ones was back in the Journal of the American Medical Association, okay, the number one medical journal in the world, in the year 2000 concluded that medical error was the third leading cause of death, and the authors also concluded that because it's estimated that only about 5 to 20% of doctor-induced deaths are ever even reported, that do the math. I mean, you multiply it by 5 to 20, and it could be the number one leading cause of death in the U.S., which is terrifying. So we just need to be a lot less reliant on the conventional system, because it's not resulting in very good outcomes. And we just need to do a little bit day to day to be a little bit more proactive.
Absolutely. Dr. Mark Riggs is our guest, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. And, you know, the whole idea of being proactive, and I think, you know, I know me, as I get older, you don't recuperate quite as quickly when maybe you pull something in your back or pull a muscle or just feel sick. And so I think you're right on that we should all be more proactive about that. So, I mean, you look at all the different kind of coaches out there now, the life coaches, all the different things. So why not have, not just when I say health coach, but I mean someone like yourself, that your office provides so much, you know, from nutrition, from your care, your wife's care, all of that, where, and maybe you say, hey, look, just come in every once or twice a month. Just, we do that with our cars with an oil change and doing different things. And you know what? Why do you do that? To keep from something bad happening to your car and blowing an engine. Same thing here.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Some maintenance.
And it doesn't even have to be necessarily once or twice a month. If you feel well generally and you're just coming in for your checkup. I mean, I have patients that, you know, they feel well generally, but they want to stay ahead of things, and they're checking in with me two or three times a year. That's it. Mm-hmm. For every 4 to 6 months, just to stay ahead of things. And then there's other patients that we have who know they do better with more accountability. Right. It's like, they're just like, okay, the jig is up. I'm not going to keep lying to myself. I know I do better. I do better at the gym when I'm accountable and I work with a trainer, or when I go to the classes at the gym, I know I do better and stay on the wagon longer when I'm held accountable. In which case we say, hey, that's perfect. And our model here in our practice will fit you great, because if you're looking for the accountability, that is exactly why we brought on a health coach. Bryn Callender is our health coach, and she's there for the day-to-day, week-to-week accountability with our patients that we have evaluated. We've taken a history, we've taken a thorough exam, we've run some advanced diagnostic testing, whether it's food sensitivity testing, thyroid testing, other sex and stress hormone tests, micronutrient tests, a lot of advanced cardiometabolic tests, all different types of tests out there for whatever you think may be ailing you. There are ways that we can narrow down what we think might be the most appropriate based on gathering a more comprehensive health history from a patient that involves lifestyle factors. I mentioned that last time,
sure,
that we have patients fill out comprehensive paperwork like any doctor's office should, but ours, it includes all the conventional medical history stuff, medication mm-hmm. lists and all that, but then it dives much deeper into lifestyle factors because that's really, that typically is how chronic conditions and chronic disease is induced. So it makes perfect sense that if you're going to undo those conditions, you got to attack it the same way, through lifestyle. Right. If it happened through lifestyle, the solution's going to be through lifestyle, sure, not through any one pill. Right. So,
and when you talk about, though, before a break here, the chronic side of things, and maybe someone, you know, they do feel like they have this chronic fatigue we talked about on our last show, ignoring that or trying to mask that with some type of prescription is probably only going to lead to more chronic issues, right?
Yeah, it can certainly spawn other chronic issues that get worse or are somewhat associated with the original issue. And it can also, you can wind up with other totally unrelated adverse effects, but they're related to the medication or they're related to the treatment. And that's part of the, that's part of that 200 to 250,000 deaths per year due to medical error being the third leading cause of death in the U.S. It's related to adverse effects from prescriptions. It's related to going under anesthesia for, you know, minor things and then not coming back out of it. It's due to a variety of different reasons, all revolving around regular conventional medical care, right? I mean, I read something recently that said the number of deaths in the U.S. due to properly prescribed Tylenol is $50,000 deaths per year. Tylenol, not to mention the whole family of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and the usual cause is gastrointestinal bleeding and death. So it's very problematic, even when there are things that you think may be somewhat, you know, benign, you know, like taking Motrin, depending on that for your chronic pain, when maybe the chronic pain is you might need some adjustments of the joints. You might need some core stability exercises. You don't necessarily need the quick fix, the Band-Aid approach.
Sure. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Mark Riggs is our guest, 5280functionalmed.com. And I want to tell you, if you just have some time this weekend, go to the website, click on the radio podcast, and go through some of the shows. I tell you, we have addressed a lot of different health issues throughout this year, and I promise you there's a lot of great things there. When we come back, Dr. Riggs does some talks around town, and we're going to talk about those when we come back. You're on Haystack Help Radio.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rates continue to drop. Have you taken advantage or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where all of our loans come with lower fees and low rates. You deserve it. Call 720-895-0500, where we have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are locally owned and operated. We know Colorado, and we know how to help. Have you tried to get a loan and been treated just like another number? Transferred from one person to another? Vague answers? Feel like no one is listening? Take AIM, where what you want matters. Respect and straight answers. And all with the same person from start to finish. Call 720-895-0500. We're the home of one of the fastest growing loans in Colorado, the Asset Manager. More Coloradans are switching to this loan than any other. Why? It allows you to pay thousands less in interest, have lower payments, access your equity for 30 years, and own your home in half the time. Find out why it could work for you. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Call 720-895-0500 now and keep more of your money. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley here with Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. Now, we mentioned your health talks that you do, so give us some dates and topics here.
Yep. Well, we always take a little break around the holiday season, and then we ramp things back up in January. So starting Saturday, January 4th at 10:30 a.m. at the Centennial Cherry Knolls Natural Grocers, we will be talking about personalizing food for your health goals. Just basically just a discussion on, you know, whatever condition you may be suffering from or whatever risk factors that you may have. There oftentimes is a specific food plan that we utilize with our patients and their specific health issues that is tailored specifically for that health issue. And it gets incredibly detailed. I mean, we break down exactly what foods are the most therapeutic. We break down exactly, you know, what calorie range you need to be projecting for yourself, what ratios of fats and proteins and carbohydrates is most beneficial for that specific therapeutic goal. Okay. So that's January 4th at 10:30 at the Centennial Cherry Knolls Natural Grocers, personalizing foods for your health goals. And then the following week, Saturday, January 11th at 10 a.m., we're going to be at the Aurora South location. And that is going to be on weight loss just in time for the new year, right? Everybody goes crazy for weight loss advice. And so we will give you our advice for those suffering with holiday weight gain or all year weight gain or difficulty losing weight on your own. What we like to do is shed a little bit of light, just like we did with the chronic fatigue issue, shed a little bit of light on what are those common underlying factors that contribute to difficulty losing those pounds.
Right. And, you know, we've said this before throughout the year, but maybe you've been trying to lose some weight even during the holidays or whatever, and you just can't do it. Well, you know what? It might be a good thing, and absolutely would be a good thing, in my opinion. I call Dr. Riggs at 5280 Functional Med and Medicine and get some blood work done. Just see if there's, you always go back to those underlying causes. Maybe it's a thyroid issue. Maybe it's something that you get that corrected, then all of a sudden, a few pounds might be dropping off.
Yep. Yeah. If you're trying to fight your own hormones, good luck. it's going to be a losing battle. So we got to figure out what's going on inside the body and remove any kind of dysfunction and add in a little bit of good stuff. And that can come in the form of good, you know, good whole food, good nutrient therapy. And yeah, it's really miraculous and really remarkable the results that we see when people just remove some of that interference in their life and get on something that that just jives better with their physical well-being.
Right. Now, you mentioned around Thanksgiving, you guys were sitting around the table talking, and usually the whole politics and election and medical things come up, I'm sure, with your work, too.
Well, So the one thing that the first thing that popped up was this individual said, so how's the practice going? I said, great. And she said, boy, it's a great time to be in alternative medicine, or however she worded it. And I said, why do you say that? And she said, oh, because, you know, more and more, it seems like more and more people are electing for, you know, the non-conventional types of approaches. And I said, well, why do you say that? And she said, I don't know. It just seems like whenever you go to your doctor, you just kind of get, you know, you don't really get maybe 5 or 10 minutes with the doctor, if that, and you just get another pill. And I said, well, to be quite honest with you, that's exactly what we see every day in our practice. Those are exactly the patients that come in, become our patients, are the people that are just fed up with the conventional standard of every time I go to the doctor, I know what to expect. It's going to be a 3 to 5 minute visit. And it's going to be, you know, what are your symptoms? And if you have symptoms here, they break out the prescription pad. There's never any discussion about diet. There's never any discussion about lifestyle. The average doctor visit is 8 minutes. And I was just with a patient before the show today for 90 minutes.
Wow.
For an initial intake. And no doctor spends 90 minutes. Right. And she said, well, you know, I think it's the insurance companies are to blame. And I said, well, I'm sure that the doctor would be happy to spend a half hour if they paid for the same for a half hour as they did for a 6 minute visit. But
sure. That's
not the reality. And so the doctors are being driven by what is being paid. And that is not how things should go. And I think my finalizing comments were, you know, isn't that unfortunate that, you know, it's all being driven by profits and it's not being driven by actual patient care. When you come to a functional medicine clinic, yes, you are paying out of pocket. Some things are covered by insurance, others are not, but you get the quality care that you have only dreamed of from your, absolutely, from your regular doctor. So, so we talked about that. And then I guess the last thing that kind of came to my mind was, you know, the election gearing up here, right? Things are about to get very, very heated. And one thing that I notice every single election, it seems like that comes up. Have you ever noticed that when it comes to healthcare, you know, they call it healthcare, they're really talking about sick care, but when the topic of healthcare comes up, it's always about access and affordability of drugs, right? Mm-hmm. That's the healthcare discussion that we're having. That's what the spotlight is on, is access and affordability of drugs. There's never any discussion on prevention, on nutrition, on lifestyle. And that's where I live, which is why I brought it up. And I'm not, you know, I'm not silly enough to think that drugs are never necessary. The problem, of course they are. Right. The problem is when we completely and totally rely on just the drug-based Band-Aid approach, sure, for everything that ails us. And unfortunately, the conversation continues to just revolve around that on both sides of the political aisle. And guess what? All those disease rates that I rattled off, they're just going to keep getting worse by continuing to follow this approach.
Right.
So all the more reason to be more proactive, to be more preventative, to catch things upstream, to not wait till you feel unwell to go find a functional medicine doctor. Give us a call, 720-722-0386. If, you know, come to our health talks, they're free. It's a treasure trove of information that I've condensed and consolidated into one 60 to 90 minute discussion. Shoot us an email. Look at it, go online, look at the previous radio shows, look at other videos and helpful patient handouts and resources that we have on our website, 5280functionalmed.com. And really, don't wait until after the holiday season. There's no time like right now to really take control of your health.
Absolutely. Hey, pick up the phone, call right now, 720-722-0386. And again, that website, 5280functionalmed.com. The health talks will be listed there, those dates and times, and also those past podcasts. Dr. Riggs, as always, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Don't go anywhere. Mark Griffith coming up next.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.